Songs of Deliverance. Psalms 32:7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. The Bible has a great deal to say concerning the deliverance of those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember in the 4th chapter of Luke, when he was in the synagogue there at Nazareth, the Lord Jesus spoke of himself as the one who was prophesied to deliver the captive. And in Romans 11:26, the Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of as the deliverer. And God, who spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not also with him receive freely all things from God? That is Romans 8:31. Then in the 4th chapter of Romans, we read that we have obtained righteousness because the Lord Jesus was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. And because this great deliverer was delivered up on Calvary's cross, we have these songs of deliverance. We read, for instance, in 1 Thessalonians 1:9-10, that believers have been delivered from the wrath to come. Now, the preaching of the wrath of God is not very popular, even among religious people. But you know, my dear friends, the Bible has just as much to say concerning the wrath of God and the judgment of God as it does concerning the grace of God and the love of God. But whether we accept it or not, the fact is the great truth of God, the divine truth, is that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was delivered on the cross of Calvary, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, was delivered there that you and I might be delivered from the wrath of God. Now, we must either accept the grace of God by accepting Christ on the cross of Calvary, or we must meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the day of God's wrath. And remember God's word, he that believeth on the Son of God hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So the Lord Jesus died on the cross to deliver us from the wrath to come. Then we read in Colossians 1:12-14, to give thanks unto God, who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Delivered from the power of darkness. Oh, my dear friend, if you're a believer, you bow many, many times and give thanks to the God of all grace that you've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated or transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Songs of deliverance for those who trust the Lord Jesus, the great deliverer. And we read in the Romans 7:6 that we've been delivered from the law. You know, the law said, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, and the law worketh wrath. The law was Israel's schoolmaster, their tyrannical child trainer, to bring them to Christ, that they might be justified by faith. And being justified by faith, they were no longer under that tyrannical pedagogue, that schoolmaster. Or as we have it in Romans 6:14, in this day of grace, God says, ye are not under the law, you're under grace. Oh, we thank God for this great deliverance. We have been delivered from the wrath of the law. Then we ought to thank God for Galatians 1:4, that believers in this age, when the devil is the god of this age and the prince of this world, when he makes the world so attractive and he has so many pitfalls and snares and traps, we read there that we have been delivered from this present evil age. My dear friend, what a wonderful, wonderful blessing it is to be delivered from an accusing conscience, and to be able to say with the apostle of old, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Lord, forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I am crucified unto the world. You know, a worldly Christian is a paradox. If we're Christians, we are delivered from this present evil age. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. It's all right for the ship to be in the water, but it's all wrong for the water to get into the ship. It's all right for the church and the Christian to be in the world, but not when the world is in the church or in the Christian. We've been delivered from this present evil age. Send those wonderful words in the book of Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the great deliverer, was made a partaker of flesh and blood, that he might through death destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. All precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. How wonderful, how glorious it is to be delivered from the fear of death. Oh, well, you know, the Old Testament psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I wonder when Peter said, I must shortly put off this tabernacle, speaking of his death. Was he going through the shadow of death when Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand? And he said, it's much better to set out to sea or depart and be with the Lord. I wonder if he was going through the shadow of death. Perhaps if we had the faith that we should have, we would not even go through the shadow of death, because the Lord Jesus died to deliver us from that fear of death. Oh, the Lord has truly given us songs of deliverance. The Apostle Paul, you remember, said that God delivered him from the lion's mouth, even as he delivered Daniel, even as he delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. Oh, God has given us songs of deliverance. It's great to have this great deliverance and these deliverances, because God spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. And how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? My dear friend, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I beseech you as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will here and now yield yourself to him. Receive Christ. We testify that God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. But he'll never be your Savior unless you bow to the authority of God's Word and receive him as your own Savior. You know, as we told you, we specialize in the gospel of the grace of God. You remember what the Apostle Paul said? He said, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, but he said, I must finish my course with joy and testify of the gospel of the grace of God, which I have received from the Lord. Then he said in Galatians 1:11, he said, the gospel that I am preaching, I did not receive from any man. I received it by revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was the great messenger of grace. There's a difference between grace in a dispensation. There was plenty of grace under law. There was grace before God gave the law. There was certainly grace while the Lord Jesus Christ was here on earth. But isn't it significant that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you do not find the word grace once, even in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, referring to salvation? In all of those chapters, yes, there's grace there. But there's a difference between grace in former dispensations and this present dispensation of grace that was committed to the Apostle Paul. And you remember he said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And in the book of Romans, more than 20 times you have the little word grace. In the book of Ephesians, it's mentioned 12 times. And there we have the message of unmixed grace, the glorious message of grace. You know, I'd rather know the message of grace, the gospel of the grace of God and the truth concerning the dispensation of grace of God, than to have all the fame and money this world can give you. And it's wonderful to know when you're saved by the infinite, matchless grace of God. It is all of grace. It's the gift of grace, and God is the God of all grace. Well, this is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. If you'd like the little message that we have in print on grace, write to us at 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. Now, until our next broadcast, we say goodbye, and God richly bless you.